true prayer is a state of receptivity in which we so open consciousness that we permit the Christ to come in and take over and from then on live our lives for us. It then goes before us to make the crooked places straight. It then goes out and makes our contacts for us. It then draws to us everything and everybody necessary to our experience and to our unfoldment. And it does it in a much better way than we can ever plan it. I was explaining that the other day in, I think, a very good illustration that we have right here with us in this work. I came to Portland probably a year or more ago to speak for Mrs. Klo right here at the center. And if I had tried to tell God what I wanted, the most important thing that came to me on that trip, I would never have thought of because I didn't know anything about it. The greatest good that came to me out of that trip, I had no knowledge of its existence at all. I couldn't have prayed for it or affirmed it or denied it. And I don't only mean for me, but I mean, and not only for you, but a good came out of that trip that is serving a purpose now in many wide places in the world and is going to be much more wide after this week. And honestly and truly, I wouldn't have known how to pray for it or affirm it because I didn't know of its existence. It came out of the blue. Fortunately, my prayer was then as it is now, Father, fulfill thyself. And so when I came to the center on my first evening, Mrs. Klo asked if I would mind if Mr. Lewis took down the talk on the tape recorder. I hadn't even heard of a tape recorder then or known anything about its function. And just asking that these tapes not be used without my permission or editing, and Mr. Lewis gave that, he took it down. And I want you to know that those tapes are out in Hawaii right now, and some of them are in Los Angeles, and some are in Canada. And before these next few months are over, tapes taken from our Portland and Seattle lectures will be all over the United States, Hawaii, and Canada. And all because I didn't have enough wisdom to know how to pray to avoid it, I guess. Maybe I wasn't praying for something else, just leaving myself open. But that walked in to me. That was something that came by the grace of God. And I want you to know something else, too, that that's responsible for this afternoon's talk being on tape. And I don't mind telling you, I think that's going to be a very important talk in this world before it gets through. And I couldn't have prayed for it, and I couldn't have affirmed for it, and I couldn't have denied, and I couldn't have asked God, because it was something so totally unknown to me. It was as unknown to me as atomic power was known to you a few years ago. And here it is, it walked right in by grace, and it is serving wonderful purposes. I wish you could hear the comments on those tapes out in Hawaii, where I left 9 of them. And the comments from Los Angeles, where they've been heard, and in San Francisco and Palo Alto, wherever they've been heard, they have been proven to be a source, as they are now, a new way of teaching truth has opened. A new way of presenting truth, a new way, a mode and means of presenting truth has opened through what? Through the ability to be receptive, so that when a new idea was presented, there was a receptivity to it and a willingness and so forth and so on. And here it was. The door was open because my prayer was opening consciousness to whatever form of good God sends, even if it's one that I didn't know anything about. Now, just in that little illustration, you have what I mean by prayer.